You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. We've got Lindsay Parry with us once again. Lindsay, nice to touch base. Nice to have you here. And a question from Joe Calkins. I love this. Joe says, on a recent podcast, Shona spoke about heart rate and pace. I think I heard her say that the MAF aerobic rule was 180 minus age, but 190 minus age for runners over 50. I hadn't heard that before and nearly swerved off the road. He says, can you provide me with more detail? Was I imagining things? Does that mean I can go faster?
It does. It means that you can go faster. So, Joe, this hasn't been put through any rigorous scientific study, but with almost 2 years of data at our disposal, it is very obvious that the 180 minus age is very limiting for athletes over the age of 50. And I feel like the 190 minus age is... I know it's better. That's why we're using it. However, it's still not specific enough for athletes that are over 50. So what we actually prefer to do at Coach Parry now is that once we satisfy that someone's been training enough and that the risk of hurting themselves is quite low, we prefer you to do a test of some sort. Typically, we'll use a 5K or 3 mile test. Up to a 5 mile 8K. And the idea there is to run that to the best of your ability, and then we will estimate a threshold heart rate for you. And then for the purposes of MAF training, we work on 80 to 85% of that threshold for you specifically. And Joe, you've been around for a while, so... and I don't mean in a general life sense. I'm talking about on the platform. So, you are good to go and give yourself that test, and then we can really dial in the specific heart rate for you. The beauty of how MAF functions, of course, is that even though the 180 minus age we've seen is inadequate, people still respond to it. It just takes much longer. The 190 minus age speeds up that progression because we need you to be far enough away from that threshold that we can be very sure that we are developing your aerobic ability. But we don't, but the further away we are from the ideal place, the longer the adaptation takes. So that is why, particularly with over 50s, we've seen that maximum heart rate is so different in that population. And it relies so heavily on your own particular training age is the best way to describe it, that we have found that being as specific as possible in this age group is the key to optimizing the principles of MAF.
Great question. Thank you very much for that, Joe. Thanks for your time, Lindsay. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Cheers, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.